This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2137. This Friday or next Friday? How to clarify calendar dates in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When someone invites you out, how do you know if they're talking about this weekend or next weekend? Native speakers don't follow any rule book on this. Today, find out the key questions to ask to know the difference.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Michelle? What's shaking in your world?
I'm good. Yeah, well, I'm hoping to do some traveling next June.
Ooh, not until next June? I hope you take some vacations before then.
No, but June isn't that far away.
Wait, you mean June 2024 or June 2025?
Oh, June 2024.
Okay. Yeah, that is coming up soon.
Yes. Okay. Lindsay, have you ever been in a conversation like this?
I have, Michelle. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
It is confusing, right? I didn't quite know if you meant June 2024 because June 2025 would be a long way off for your next vacation. Right,
exactly. But this is the kind of stuff that happens. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So guys, this is part one of a two-part series. So the second part will be coming out in the future. If you don't want to miss that episode, you got to make sure that you hit follow so the episodes come to you. I'm excited about this little series we're doing.
Me too. This is an important grammar topic, right? So guys, hit that follow button wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever your player of choice is, hit follow now so that this episode and the next ones will drop right into your listening queue. All right. So this is confusing, Michelle. Tell us what the problem is here that we're trying to solve.
All right, Lindsay, roll up your sleeves.
Okay. Already got them rolled up.
All right. Mine too. Okay. So yeah, I recently spoke with a student who was unsure of how this works in English. So if it's November and someone wants to talk about something and they did in June, would they say last June? Would they say this June? It all gets a little bit confusing. And the moral of the story, I would say, is that it gets confusing for native speakers as well. Today we're going to talk about the future. And in the follow-up episode, we are going to talk about the past. So we're kind of going the opposite direction.
Interesting. I think this is going to really be applicable to our listeners at that super high level, right? You guys move to that 99% fluency level. This is a small nuance, which is actually very important. Okay.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So, yeah. And guys, go on over and listen to episode 2091 was Trust Your Brain for Better Language Learning with Steve Kaufman. This is definitely an episode, a topic where you have to trust your brain.
For sure. Go check out that episode 2091 and let's get into it today. What do we need to know first off?
Okay. Like I said, the biggest thing to know is that this is confusing for native English speakers as well. It's like a role play. That's something that could happen.
Yeah, it is.
And the other thing is it's a little open to interpretation. It's not always a clear cut rule. So sometimes clarification is needed and that's just a part of it. Just like we did in our role play. You said, wait, 24, 25. I thought you meant, you know, and that's part of connection as well. And not being afraid to ask for that clarification.
Oh my gosh. I had this problem just this week when I was writing an email to, maybe it was to you or someone on the team. And I was saying like, next Wednesday, this Wednesday, I couldn't decide which one to say. So you know what I did? I said, this coming Wednesday.
Ah.
That solved my problem because I was concerned that you would be confused which Wednesday we're talking about. And so this absolutely happens at work and in everyday life for native speakers.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's talk about that role play. I mean, why was that confusing? I said next June because it was in the future. Mm-hmm. But if, I mean, so I said we were in, we are in the beginning of the year.
Yes.
So do you think that was the best word to choose? June?
I probably would have chosen this June, just because it's the next June.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is going to get complicated.
Yeah, this next.
It's the most immediate one. So it's this Good. June.
Yeah, I think I was the unclear one in this role play. Like, sorry, that was me. I agree with you. I think if it's something that's in the current year, you should say this or just say the month. Like, you don't need to say next June. You could just say in June or 100%. This June.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I think for next June, that would actually be June of 2025. If we're in January of 2024, that's June of 2025, next June. Right?
Yeah. So for example, I said, I'm hoping to do some traveling in June, or I'm hoping to do some traveling this June. Like I said, this would make it very, if you say this June, it makes it a little bit detailed. It isn't necessary, but it can be specific, or help you clarify, especially with Lindsay saying, wait, this June or next June, right? You want to use it.
Yeah. What gets hard is when, let's imagine the current time is July of 2023, right? So if you say, you kind of have to say next June in a way, because we just finished the past June, the June of 2023. Yeah. So when you're closer to that month in the prior year, that's when we have to employ next, right?
Yeah, exactly. When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, Michelle, let's get deeper into this.
Okay. So this could also be for days of the week. So this Tuesday, next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Here's a general rule I came up with. For talking about the future, either just say the day, week, month, or use next if, and this is the key, if it wraps around. Okay? Uh-huh. We're gonna do an example in a second. Or use this if it's in the same week. Now, that just kind of sounded like a big mumble jumble of words. Let's do some examples. So here we go. It's Monday in this role play, and I want to make plans with Lindsay for Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I would say, hi, Lindsay, are you free Friday?
Yeah, I'm free.
Okay. Or okay. I could say, hi, Lindsay, are you free this Friday?
Yep, totally free.
Okay. So <All right. laughs> now, would I say next Friday if it's Monday?
No, it doesn't make sense. Because the most immediate, no. The answer is no, Michelle.
It goes along with the June thing, right? Because it's too close. It's in the same week. So you're not going to do that, okay?
Unless you're talking about the Friday of the following week.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah, so that would be fine as well. So it's all about how it wraps around. What week are you in currently, or what month, or what day, right?
Yes.
So let's do another example. So here in this role play, it's September.
Okay.
And you are telling me about all ears English meetings that you are planning.
Okay. All right. So we'll have a big team meeting in February.
Sounds good.
All right. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it's not going to, because there's no February, we're well past February. I know that you mean
this coming February. Yeah.
Exactly. And that leads us to this coming.
I like this coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. So that's the next role play. So you could say it like this. Let's do the role play.
All right. So we'll have a big team meeting this coming February.
Great.
All right. Okay. So that just makes it more clear. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just means in the next one. Like, now, what if you said next? So let's try that again.
So we'll have a big team meeting next February. And remember, guys, it's September.
Mm-hmm.
And then
wait,
you say,
of 2024 or 2025?
Oh, sorry. I meant 2024. Okay. So then I was kind of confusing you.
Yeah.
But native speakers might say this, even though it is confusing. Right?
That's the thing. Because Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Michelle.
No, no, you go. You go.
No, I was going to say, because it's technically in the next year. That's the problem, I think.
Yeah. It gets very confusing. So our thing that we want you to walk away with is a couple of ideas, but also understanding that you can understand the ideas and everything, and then a native speaker says to you next February and you're like, what? And, you know, because there's no, people don't follow necessarily a set of rules about this. It can get a little confusing, and you want to be able to just get clarification.
Exactly. You're right. Native speakers do not follow any rule book. They kind of say what they want to say. And really for us, we need to know the questions to ask to clarify. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, it's funny. I added this in after planning the episode. So as I was planning it, I got a text from Dan about a potential plan for something we can do next year for New Year's Day. It is actually December now. And his text was, I was planning this at the end of November.
Okay.
So if he said next New Year's Day, do you think he meant 2024 or 2025?
Oh, that's actually a good question. I don't totally know, but I think he might have meant 2025.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what he meant?
Yes. And I think so. The only reason I knew he meant 2025 is because I know that we will not be in town to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
This coming New Year's. So I took some context clues, but yeah, it's confusing, especially if you're talking about something that's not immediate.
Oh, it's confusing. I mean, this is the nature of native English in the wild, right? We can't control what native speakers are going to say and how they're going to present things. So, you know, how do we connect? What do we need to know, Michelle? How can we sum this up here before we go into a role play?
Yeah. Well, let's sum it up. So number one is think about it like if the plans wrap around. So meaning if it's Thursday and you're talking about plans for the next Tuesday, right? You want to think about, okay, so should I say this coming Tuesday, next Tuesday? I think this coming is always a helpful one.
It's helpful.
And then the second thing is to consider how far away are the plans? Because I think that's when it gets confusing. If you're talking about you know, something in 2026 and it's 2025. Another thing you can do is just say the year.
November, like that's always going
to. Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping to do some traveling in June 2025.
Yeah. Or shorten that and say June 26th. Right. So right. In 26, that's another episode for another day. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then consider if you need to say this or next or this coming, because you might not need to. You might just be able to say, you know, if it's December and I want to do traveling in June of 2024, I might just say, oh, I'm planning on doing some traveling in June and leave it at that.
For sure. For sure. Let's do a little role play and show our listeners. And I'm really excited for the next episode, which will go into the past.
The past. Right? Yes. Yes, exactly. So here we go. We are talking about our goals for the new year for 2024. And okay. In this role play, it is December and it is a Wednesday, which actually both of those things are true
right now. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
I really want to run more in 2024.
I want to get more into strength training.
Should we help each other out, Michelle? Be accountability buddies?
Yes. Okay. Do you want to start going to the gym with me to train in January?
Why not start before? Are you free Friday?
This Friday or next Friday?
Sorry, this coming Friday, not next Friday.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
By next December, I want to be able to run a marathon. Ooh, wow. We're getting into it. We're getting into it here, Michelle.
Yes. And I have started working out again, Lindsay.
Really? That's amazing. I like that. Nice.
Yes. Okay. We'll see how it goes. You've seen the in the past almost 10 years, you've seen this
waxing and waning kind of.
Yes, of the working out. Yeah, but you know, we'll see. So here we go. We want to get healthy. So you said, no. I said, do you want to start going to the gym to train with me in January? So I only needed to say in January because it's the next month. I don't need to say this coming January.
No, it's obvious. We're all thinking about January. It's coming. It's pending, right?
Yeah, pending.
Yeah.
And then it's Wednesday. And what do you say?
And then I say, hey, are you free Friday? And that I don't need this Friday because it's so close.
Right. It's it's Wednesday now. So, but for some reason I'm confused. So I said this Friday or next Friday, which I shouldn't be confused. I kind of put that in there for the role play, but.
Well, maybe you are because it's kind of a last minute plan. Maybe some people aren't used to planning so last minute 2 days before. So you mean this Friday right away in 2 days? Maybe you just make plans far out or something, you know? Yeah. I could see
that. Right. Right. True. So it's almost like I have my calendar out and I'm like, this Friday. So I mean, this Friday in 2 days or the Friday of the next week.
Exactly. And then I said, oh, sorry, this coming Friday, not next Friday. Right. So I'm clarifying. Mm-hmm. And again, if someone asks you to clarify, use this coming. Right.
Yeah. That's a good clarifying term. Yep.
Definitely. What else?
And then you said by next December, I want to be able to run a marathon. So you could have said by December, but you're in December, so it's good to give a little clarity, don't you think?
Totally, 100%. If you're in that month and you're talking about the month of next year, like 12 months from now, definitely say next December. So that's a good rule of thumb, I would say, because that could get confusing. Do you mean by the end of this month, or what do you mean? Right?
Yeah, that would be a lot to... a lot of pressure to put on yourself just to mean the end.
Well, so where do we want to leave our listeners today for our takeaway? This is good. This is a good topic.
This is meaty. Yeah. This can get confusing, guys. We tried to boil it down to a few of the main ideas today, gave you some main guidelines. But I think overall is know that even the native speakers are going to need clarification, or you are going to need clarification from them. We need it from each other. These kinds of things happen all the time. So don't be afraid to ask. And, you know, especially the expression to say this coming is very, very helpful.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than walking away from an interaction and you've gotten an invite, but you don't know if it's this Friday or next Friday. So you clear your calendar for both.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, we don't want that to happen. Let's make our lives easier. Let's connect, guys. Ask the questions. Okay. Yes. Good stuff. All right. All right, be sure to hit follow because I'm excited for the next part of this series, which is going backwards, which could be back more in confusing. Time. And so we're going to clear it up. All right, we'll get
all
to
right,
it.
All right, we'll do it. Okay, all right, bye, Michelle, bye, guys.
One. Bye, take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.